Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hi, John. Good morning.
Hey, how does 3 games in 9 or 10 days diminish this team's ability to do what you need to do to get ready for the regular season?
Well, it's just kind of the way that it's been dealt this year. So, you know, I think we've tried to be as productive as possible. We actually, you know, went down to Tampa early and practiced against them for 2 days before our game. So, you know, you get a lot of really good work in there. You know, we're practicing these few days before our Giant game. So, you know, it's just a matter of trying to be productive when you're out there on the field and to try to learn from your mistakes and, you know, to keep pushing forward. I mean, training camp's a grind, and it's a grind for every team, and it's really part of the preparation that, you know, our team needs to be ready for our opener against Tennessee.
Tom, is the term uneven offensive performance being too kind with what you're seeing out there? How would you describe the play of the offense thus far in the games?
Well, I mean, I think we've got to be more consistent. There's no question about that. You know, offensive football is based on stringing play after play, good play after good play together in order to score points and to be methodical and to be precise and to, you know, that's really the only way when you play against good defenses to score points. You know, I said after the game, you know, if you don't score on a big play on, a 50-yard pass play, 60-yard pass play, you got to be methodical. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's about really sustaining your concentration and your level of execution on a down-by-down basis. And that's, you know, that's what we're trying to improve upon. That's why, you know, it doesn't just magically appear. You know, you got to put work in and you got to commit to it. And, you know, that's what, you know, we're all trying to do out there on a daily basis at practice.
Do you expect to play against the Giants Wednesday, Tom?
You know, Coach hasn't told us anything. So, you know, he always says be prepared to play and play for as long as, you know, it takes, you know, for you to be out there. And he'll take you out when he wants to take you out. So, you know, as far as I know, I'm playing. And you know, that's what I'd expect. And that's what I enjoy, to tell you the truth. So. You know, I'd love to get out there and play again.
Hey, no part of football, as you've said, I'm sure you know, is more dependent on, you know, teamwork and cohesion than offensive line play, than protection. Do you know when you're getting hit, when you're getting pressured, do you know exactly what happened, who's responsible for that breakdown when things aren't going well and they're not in the offensive line? Do you know what the problem is, and do you think you guys can fix it?
Well, you know, like I said, offensive football, you know, 11 guys need to be on the same page. And, you know, when they're expecting, the offensive line's expecting me to get the ball out quick, you know, and I hold on to the ball, you know, and I get sacked, you know, then, you know, people may blame the offensive line, but really it's the quarterback's fault, you know. So, you know, sometimes there's coverage sacks where, you know, the defensive coverage, you know, there's just not a place to find to throw the ball, and you know, the offensive line, like I said, is expecting a certain rhythm of a play, and it doesn't come out that way. So it could be a number of things, and you know, our offensive line, they've worked their tail off. You know, they're out there giving everything they got, and, you know, from a quarterback standpoint, we got plenty of time to throw the ball and find the right guy, and you know, that, you know, we have to do a better job of doing our job, which is getting the ball out when we need to get it out, and get it to the open receiver and let our guys do something with it.
Hey, Tom, is Jeff Demps so fast that you have to adjust your delivery in practice when you're throwing to him?
Well, he's, you know, he's only been out there 2 days.
Right.
So he got in there just, you know, I said after the game, it was pretty impressive, you know, from training, you know, the way he trained for as long as he did, and then just to put shoulder pads and a helmet on and run out there. And, you know, we're calling plays, and, you know, he's asking, I go, well, what does that mean? What does that mean? Where do I go? So, you know, he's obviously a great athlete, and the guys that have played with him, you know, Aaron.
I think we lost him.
I thought Tom got a new phone.
You know, he's so great start.
We lose him. You with us, Tom?
Hi. Yep.
Will we see that? I haven't got there yet, but are you confident you'll get to the point where you and Brandon Lloyd are on the same page? Not, you know, like you and Welker, but will have the similar chemistry to you know, maybe you and Branch or you and Aaron Hernandez, where he is thinking the way you're thinking out there, Tom?
Yeah, and Brandon, you know, Brandon has done a great job coming in and been really willing to learn and do whatever, you know, the coach has asked him to do. So, you know, it's certainly not from a lack of effort. It's just a matter of, you know, getting the reps in. And, you know, the more reps that he and I have gotten together, you know, the more, the better it's shown on the field. So, you know, I'm excited, you know, for Brandon and for what he can add to our offense. And, you know, it's a, you know, like I say, every day in practice, we're, you know, we're making improvements. So, you know, we just got to continue to do that. We got a few more weeks before, you know, the game, you know, against Tennessee, and we're going to need every single one of those days in order to get to the point where we need to be for the opener. So,
can you tell us what that means to be on the same page with a receiver? Clearly, they all know, you know, how to run a pass route. At least I think they do. Even Chad Ochocinco.
Well, maybe all the time.
Or maybe not. But certain guys, Branch, Welker, are on the same page with you. Is that about adjusting at the line of scrimmage, or even adjusting as your head, read the defense as the play unfolds?
Yeah, and it's about timing. It's about anticipation. It's about body language. You know, like, you know, for the guy like Deion and Wes, who I've thrown, you know, tens of thousands of balls to, you know, I just know by, you know, the way they change their speed or a stride length or a shoulder dip that they're about to make a particular move, which allows me to, you know, throw the ball to a certain place. So when they make their cut, they turn around and the ball, you know, is where it needs to be. Well, you know, every receiver does that a little bit differently, and every quarterback throws it a little different place. And, you know, part of the anticipation is throwing the ball before the receiver breaks and before the receiver's into his route, so that, you know, the defensive back really doesn't have a chance. You know, when there is separation, the ball is already in the receiver's hand. So, you know, that's the kind of chemistry that you look to develop as an offense, you know, as a receiver, tight end combo. You know, in the passing game, that really is the passing offense. And the more you do it, the more comfortable you become. And it's you know, everyone wants it to click right away. You know, at the same time, you know, there's really a foundation that you got to put together, you know, that we've been trying to do here over the last, you know, few months. And, you know, sometimes it shows up, and sometimes, you know, you realize you got a lot more work to put in. And you know, coming off the Tampa game, we realized we got a lot more work to put in. And as long as we're willing to commit to that, then, you know that there's going to be improvements made, and that's where you gain your confidence.
Tom, if I ask you to quantify your level of trust and chemistry with your wide receivers on a 10-point scale, would Welker be a 10?
Yeah, I mean, of course.
And
yeah.
Would Deion be a 10 as well?
Yeah, of course.
Where would Gronk and then Lloyd fall into that pay scale, if you will, or that rating scale?
Well, I mean, there's a building process with all those, and you know, you ask each different receiver to do different things. You know, Wes and Brandon are very different players, and they run different routes, and they have different route trees and route combinations. And, you know, you just hope that what happens is that, you know, wherever you start, you know, that you're making improvements every day. I mean, you never want to go backwards. And the problem is, you know, if you go backwards, then that's when you're a very mediocre team. And that's when, you know, you see that, you know, when you keep trying the same things over and you never get a different result, I mean, that's, you know, that's crazy. That's not what you're trying to do. So, you know, Brandon and I, we're working, you know, as many times as I can throw him the ball in practice, I'm trying to throw him the ball. And, you know, just reading his body language, and he knows, you know, the trust that I have in him, you know, we've developed, you know, a great level of trust here within the first few months. So I'm excited to see where, you know, how it all turns out, too.
Pitchers in baseball spring training more often than not complain about a dead arm era or dead arm period of spring training because they've thrown and they're sort of, you know, stressed themselves. Is there such a thing with a quarterback in football in training camp?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think your body is being calloused for the, you know, over the course of a long season. So, you know, it's everything. It's your feet, your ankles, your hips. Mm. I mean, you're asking your body to, you know, to do different things, you know, on the football field than you asked it to do in the off season. And as much as you train in the off season, you know, there's no way to simulate, you know, live action and going full speed, you know, for a 2.5 hour period, you know, 28 of 30 days, you know. I mean, it's really, it's just day after day after day after day. And the mental grind is what you need as well to kind of toughen yourself up to see how, you know, you're going to feel in November and December when things don't really feel great and you've been banged up and you've been through a lot of games and there's a chance that, you know, there's a lot of distractions and so forth. So, you know, it's, you know, that's part of the process of football, and that's a part of the process our team has always really relished, and has really been the mark of our team because of what Coach Belichick puts us through. And he doesn't let up on us, you know, any day in training camp. I mean, it's, you know, I said earlier, you know, it's not, you know, vacation for us. You know, he's testing us mentally and physically to see what kind of team we're going to be. And, you know, the harder he works us, the more it's going to pay off in the end. And hopefully that leads to a great result for us.
One more on Brandon Lloyd. Can you assure us or assure Patriots fans, Tom, that he will not be another Chad Ochocinco? He will not be a lost soul out there, that it will be different with this guy?
Well, I mean, I enjoyed working with Chad. I mean, it just didn't work out with Chad. But, you know, and you know, he was a great guy and a great teammate. And, you know, Brandon has shown a lot of things, you know, in practice through the spring. You know, his, like I said, his commitment, his work ethic. You know, anyone who's come down to training camp has seen what he's capable of. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and make predictions. You know, I'm not a fantasy football picker either. You know, you guys sound like my best friends calling me, asking me, you know, what round they should pick Gronkowski in. You know, but, you know, he's going to be a part of the offense, and, you know, his role is going to be whatever he makes of it. And, he's shown that he can compete out there on a daily basis, and that's all you can expect.
Well, now that he's gone, can you tell us what went wrong with Ochocinco? I mean, he had 15 catches, right, and one touchdown. Well, why? How did that happen, Tom?
You know, that's like, I don't want to speak for Chad. You know, I mean, he was a good friend and a good teammate, and, you know, he works hard, and that's, you know, sometimes it just doesn't work out. So that was part of our 2011 season, and honestly, we've all moved on to 2012, and, you know, that part of, you know, our, you know, we've turned the page on that. So.
Did you watch him get cut on Hard Knocks?
No, I didn't. I haven't really seen that show, so. It's up past my bedtime. I'm up early in the morning, so I got to be in bed. I don't know how you guys do it.
No, I don't know how we do it either.
All right. DVR.
What do you think of the Red Sox trade?
That was a big one.
Yeah.
I mean, they obviously, you know, they're changing the whole environment there. So, you know, hopefully they can get back on track. You know, they've had so many great years, and it's, you know, it's such a great baseball town. And you know, we've got such great support in the community between our team, the Red Sox, the Celtics, you know, the Bruins, and we've all had a lot of success. And, you know, hopefully that continues for the Red Sox. They've obviously made some big moves.
Can you qualify and quantify how culture in the clubhouse and chemistry and guys doing the right thing impacts a performance, good or bad? And why don't there seem to be any of those problems coming out of the Patriots locker room, Tom?
Well, you know, our locker room is run by, you know, one man. You know, he expects a certain level of, you know, an attitude, a work ethic, an enthusiasm, an accountability, you know, that you have to bring to work every day. And, you know, those are the kinds of players that he brings in. And, you know, if you're not prepared to work, or if you're not mentally tough, you know, then, you know, he gets rid of you. So, really, when you look around a locker room, you're surrounded by a bunch of guys that are very similar, and a bunch of guys that, you know, really care about the team and are committed to the team, and you know, that's what the foundation of our team is built on. And, you know, it's you realize, and I think that, you know, when you're in that locker room, that when you look around the environment, you don't fit in if, you know, you're worried about, you know, how many rush yards or how many sacks or, you know, how many yards you throw for. I mean, in the end of the day, none of that matters. The only thing that matters is winning. And that's why he brings us here, to win. And, you know, that's the expectation we try to, you know, fulfill. And you know, that's on a daily basis.
All right, Tom, good luck Wednesday against the Giants. We'll talk to you next week on Patriot Monday. Have a good one.
All right, guys. Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye. Tom Brady with Dennis and Callahan on the 8th.